Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, can I ask that the Jama'ah please come forward and closer, inshallah. It was the practice of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they would fill the masjid, the safful awwal fal awwal. They would start with the first saf. So if I can ask all the brothers, min fadlik, if they can come closer, please. Thank you, young boy. Thank you, young man. Alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful example of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah bless you, yeah, my boy. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. All praise is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and choice of salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, his family, and all those who follow them of judgment, for us to be reflective Muslims. Reflective means that one thinks carefully about things, and that when you think about this carefully, you think about how things can be done differently. So reflection includes contemplating something, but then contemplating how this can be different. Contemplating what are the benefits of this action or idea, and what are the disadvantages and the harms of this idea or this action. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word tafakkur, which means to reflect and to contemplate, explicitly 17 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the heavens and the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, these are signs for those who ponder, contemplate, and reflect. But there are also other words in the Quran that also encourage us to reflect, particularly tadabbur, which also means to contemplate, but it is used specifically to contemplate the Quranic verses. Allah says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتْدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. Allah says in Surah Sa'd that this is a book, referring to the Quran, that we have revealed, a blessed book, in order for you to reflect upon the verses. The way that we have designed, that we automate the way that we do things. For example, if I ask this young man, how did you come to the masjid? He'll say, wait, let me think. Why? Because he came automatically. He automated the driving. If I asked him, do you remember, young man, when you put the gears into first and second? He'll say, no, I don't recall that. Why? Because he automated his behavior. This is part of human nature. And research has shown, there are people who have done research on human behavior and found that human beings have two ways of relating or engaging in the world. One is they act to automate what they call simple task or repetitive task. So if you ask somebody, if I ask this young boy, how did you brush your teeth this morning? He won't remember because he did it automatically. Then we tend to not be automatic, we tend to think carefully. And that thinking carefully is part of what we're talking about when we say reflection, tafakkur. The Quran is a book which is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's the only miracle that requires human activation. In other words, when Nabi Musa split the sea, the Bani Israel that was with him, they didn't have to do anything. They just had to follow. But the miracle of the Quran requires of us to read it and to activate it in our lives. And so this activation comes through tafakkur, through reflection, tadabbur, particularly reflecting upon the verses of the Quran. Tafakkur, when we say tafakkur, we mean that not only must one reflect on the verses of the Quran, but I have to reflect on my own behavior, on my own actions. And within the context of the world as it is today, it is by many academics, they talk about a new liberal dispensation, a capitalist dispensation, a world that, in a sense, If we look at the the U.S., one of the biggest countries that are purveyors of chaos and corruption in the world, if we see ourselves within this context, and even now it is resuscitating or making open the racism that came with the colonial times. If we think about where we are today, Jamaat Muslimin, how we are caught up in the system of consumerism, if you reflect and contemplate on the clothing that you are wearing, so for example, if I had to take my own self, if I look at this, what I would call a sweater, it's got a swoosh on it, which is a Nike brand. We are living within a system of where our wants and desires are being programmed for us, because we like things to be automated because it takes less brain power. And so tafakkur means that one must ask oneself, to what extent is this world system that is very much still a colonial system, even if people refer to it as post-colonial, very much a colonial. We're still living within a system where the products and the services are designed within a worldview largely about profit, exploitation, and exclusion of the idea of there is a Lord, that there is a maker and a creator of this world. If we think about this, Jamaat Muslimin, then we have to think carefully, to what extent am I a cog in that wheel that makes that, to what extent is the exploitation that's happening in Bangladesh and in Pakistan, in the clothing factories, to what extent is my desire as a Muslim to wear a Nike t-shirt or to wear a certain brand perpetuating the injustices that's happening in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, in Thailand, with Muslims and non-Muslims as well? To what extent is my choice of footwear, Nikes or whatever other brand there may be, I'll just try and promote Nike today. Let's not promote all the other brands. Not that I like Nike, for example, but just to say that every time, even when I say the word Nike, I'm in a sense, everybody gets activated to think about branding and whether I have whether I've got the right brand for my clothing. The point, Jamaat Muslimin, is we as Muslims cannot live unreflectively. That's the point of this khutbah today, Jamaat. Can't live unreflectively. We have to ask ourselves, where am I in the global financial capitalist consumerist society? Am I playing the game of the consumer? Am I doing it too well? Am I a par excellent consumer? Am I discarding some of the Islamic principles around staying away from riba, interest, and so forth, and running along the capitalist system? Where am I in all of that, Jamaat Muslimin? We have to ask ourselves. Not in a punitive way to say, oh, you are a bad Muslim or you're a bad, but in a way to ask, how can I do things differently? Not in a way of saying, you're the bad Muslim and I'm the good Muslim. No, Jamaat, not like that. But in a way where we ask ourselves, how can the dispensation be different? How can I do differently? And you might say, but what can I as one person do differently? What change can I bring? Let me remind you, we are in the months of Hajj. These months are dedicated, if you had to look at the history, are dedicated to the actions of one man and his struggle to be a reflective Muslim in his epoch and in his time. Our beloved Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Khalilullah, the intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One man. And today, thousands of years after his demise, the Hajj is proceeding, and alhamdulillah, many of our Hujjaj have been accredited recently, And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Hajj, make the Hajj mabrur. But at the same time, we have to be reflective Muslims and be a bit critical about the government that is, you know, in charge there. Although I have to thank them because I am a graduate from the university there, so alhamdulillah, I thank them for that. But I can't be happy with the atrocities that they are perpetrating in Yemen, for example. So again, Jamaat Muslim, it's this idea of being reflective, man. We're going to go for Hajj. We're going to be in inshallah, or we're going to go for Umrah. But when we go there, we have to be reflective Muslims. But to come back, Jamaat Muslim, to our daily lives here, one of the places that is the fountain and of life in the Muslim community is this very place, Jamaat Muslim, the masjid. In a hadith narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-masjidu baytu kulli taqiyin." The masjid is the house of every God-fearing, every God-conscious, every person who is aware and in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This place, Jamaatul Muslimin, this masjid, this, and we can say this particular masjid, Masjid al-Sunni, is a place that belongs to all of us. And if we reflect carefully, we can make this masjid also be more than it is at the moment and be closer to the prophetic model in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what I mean by that is, Jamaat Muslimin, is that the masjid is the masjid is a place where a person finds his tranquility or her tranquility. But we have to make the masjid not only open for the five salawat or the jum'ah, but the masjid must be a cultural, spiritual, physical, emotional home of all Muslims. We need to reflect on what role is a masjid playing at the moment. And if we think carefully, we will notice that the masjid only, there's only people here jum'ah, and unfortunately, a lot less for the other salawat, other prayers, and then what we in Cape Town would call big nights. But other than that, unfortunately, our masjid isn't that place, a place for this young boy to come, for this young man to be, for that gentleman to be. The masjid is not that place. And should it be that place? I will say yes, because if we look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi, then we find that the masjid was the cultural, emotional, physical, and spiritual and ritual place for all the Muslims. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had at times even allowed the Christians who had visited him to come and do the investigation, allow them to make their prayers in his masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi. And during the Eid, when there were celebrations, there was a certain, let's call it a group, who would do performances, you know, with spears, and they would perform. They would do like what we would call a cultural activity, something that brings pleasure. It's not salah. It's not something where you've got to just think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were permitted to do practices in the masjid. And we find also that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed, and in actual fact asked, Hassan ibn Thabit, who was the poet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to say poetry in defense of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this poetry, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say it, say the poetry, in other words, and the Ruh al-Qudus will assist you. In other words, it's a divine thing you're doing. And poetry in that time would be equivalent to what we would call social media today. It wasn't just media, or let's rather call it media. In other words, it acted both as what we would, when I was young, I would have said a TV, but now I suppose one would have to say it acts like a YouTube. It was like YouTube in that time. So it was more like a TV channel. It provided information, and the Arabs at that time would actually pay a poet a lot of money just to say something good about their tribe, because then it would then spread, and then the news would go out that this is a great tribe, and so it was like a media platform, and so the masjid was a media platform in the defense of Islam, yes, but still people found news about, and not only that, there was aesthetic, in other words, there was in the broader religiosity of Islam. Islam isn't just a ritualistic faith, it's a values-based faith. It's a faith based on achieving the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, on human relationships, on community building, on being caring for one another, looking after the sick, following the janazah of those who have passed on, and that reminds me that there is a janazah here at 3 o'clock. One of the brothers that used to sit outside in the chair, Usman Dali, he has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we ask that whoever is able to please attend the janazah at 3 o'clock, it will be here at the masjid. So, and if you look into the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the injunctions besides the, let's call it the injunctions of praying in the masjid, all the other injunctions are about social issues. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, the purpose of the khutbah is to ask, can we become reflective Muslims? Allah says, "Inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmi yatafakkarun." Inna fi dhalika la ayatan liqawmi yatafakkarun means, verily in this, in all of this, in the whole universe, even in ourselves, in the deen, in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in everything are signs for us to contemplate. Our religion is a religion that is based on asking us to use our intellects. Within the broader framework that there's a Lord and that He's provided us with a book, and our reflection should be within the context of that book. I'm not saying that it's about using intellect willy-nilly and coming up with all kinds of fun. We're not saying that. We're saying that this religion requires us, to make a reflection. Even the ulama, it's upon them to make ijtihad. Ijtihad means to exert yourself to understand how a text can be applied, the text of the Quran can be applied in different epochs, in different societies, in different places. This is part of it. Our book requires for it to be activated for us to reflect on it. But if I reflect on our practice generally as Muslims, Jamaat Muslims, and we don't look at our behaviors and ask, is this good or bad? We are earning more money and stuff like that. I'm just giving a broad reflection. So it's not you, Jamaat Muslims, it's a broad reflection of the Muslim community. There are, alhamdulillah, very pious people. There are awliya that are alive, that are with us. There are ulama. We're not talking, and they are good people, and I'm sure you are all the good people, and you are all the people that reflect. But in general, my observation is that we are not a reflecting community. We don't think carefully about who we are, where we are, and what we need to do. The Hajj is an important time to reflect. Yeah, one man changes his own life and everybody's lives for centuries to come. For millennia to come. We need to do reflection just so that we can change our lives and the lives of the Muslims in this masjid. So I ask you, Jamaat Muslim, take a time after Salah or before Salah, sit down, or at whatever time is comfortable for you. Then do tafakkur. What does it mean? You sit down and you say, okay, my name's Abdullah, and I'm the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what have I done today? All right. I made my salah, I did this, I went to the shop, I bought that. Okay, so I bought that, or I want to buy that. Did I do it correctly? Did I have the right adab and akhlaq with the cashier or the person I bought it from? Was I using any haram means? Was I indulging riba? Was I doing any zina with my eyes? Was I looking at the women that were serving me? You look at yourself and you ask, am I happy with that? No, without there being judgment, just say, are you happy with that? Are you happy with the fact that you did all this good this bad. And one can also do the same for your good deeds. You can say, Alhamdulillah, I gave some money. Am I happy with this? Yes, I'm happy. Maybe I should do it more. How can I do it more? Maybe I can keep money in the car. So we need people to, Muslims, to sit down and reflect upon their own lives so that they can bring about change for themselves. It's, Alhamdulillah, the duty of the Imam is to remind us, and the duty of the khutbah is the dhikra, is a reminder. But what does a reminder mean? It means that you are it's something that you're already doing. If I say I'm going to remind you or remind me, then it means it's something that I knew. You must just remind me that again about it. So a Muslim must indulge him, give himself 5, 10, 20 minutes every day. Possibly some people, one sheikh told me he does it at the evening before he goes to sleep. Then he goes through his whole day. Okay, what did I do? Am I happy with that action? Could I have done it better? How can I do it better? Where have I gone wrong? And he said that he's learned so much about his own self. This is the other thing, Jamaat Muslim. We as human beings have the brain capacity and capability to do things automatically. So reflection requires a bit more work. And you have to schedule it in. And you have to make it part of your life. But guess what, Jamaat Muslim? It is an ibadah. Allah says in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا. Did they not reflect and contemplate? Allah is saying, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا. And in another ayah, فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. In themselves. Did they not contemplate in themselves? Like asking, this is what I want from you. Why didn't you do it? It's an ibadah. It's an ibadah of a mu'min and of a Muslim and a muhsin. He must reflect upon himself or herself. And if you do self-reflection, you will be able to. Can you see, Jamaat Muslim? So if I look at myself, I can see maybe that behavior isn't so great. Maybe I cheated today in an exam, or I spoke ugly, or I swore, or I'm using certain, I'm looking at certain very exciting things on my phone that Allah doesn't want me to look at. Perhaps this is wrong. Perhaps I should stop doing this. You know, it is very exciting, but perhaps Allah is not happy with me. If we practice this, Jamaat Muslim, if it becomes part of who we are, this being a reflective Muslim, then we can bring about a change in ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah, verily Allah, la yughayyiru, will not change, ma biqawmin, what is with the people, hatta yughayyiru ma bi'anfusihim, until they change that which is by themselves, within themselves. How do you change? The Quran gives a method of change, and that is tafakkur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he speaks about the prohibition of khamr and maisir, which is intoxicants and gambling, at the end of that ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that ayah, then Allah says that قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. Say to them, O Muhammad, that in these, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in these actions of, in wine and in gambling, is a great sin. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. But there's also good in it. What's the good? Somebody makes some money. وَإِثْمُهُمَا. But the sin of it, أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا, is greater than the benefit. The few pennies that somebody will make in a profit, the one person that will profit from it, doesn't equate to the destruction that it leaves behind in the rest of the community. Then Allah says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلِ لَا كَذَلِكَ. Then Allah says, in that way, يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَةِ. Allah makes his signs clear to you. To what? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they can contemplate. In this ayah, Allah shows us that a method of how you must reflect on yourself. You take a behavior of yourself, then you'll say, well, there is benefit in cheating. For example, I'll pay less, but there is harm. Allah is not happy with me and my wealth is tainted. Okay, so there's benefit in cheating. there is benefit in looking at things which you are not supposed to, women and other things. There are benefits in it, but the harm of it is greater. And that's the way a person must be with oneself. Because the greatest challenge a Muslim has, one of his greatest, is that he mustn't or she mustn't lie to themselves. That is a big, big problem, because then you start entering into the realm of hypocrisy. And so that you become your own imam. You become your own imam. Because you can see, you look in the mirror. And maybe you should use a mirror, Jamaat Muslim. Maybe you should stand in front of the mirror. All right? Alhamdulillah, with the men, alhamdulillah, we have to stop them. Please don't spend too much time in front of the mirror. Beautify yourself. When you stand in front of the mirror and you're putting some oil on your beard, or you know, you're looking at your hair and you're making yourself look, and you dust yourself off in the same way that you do that on a physical level, do it on an internal, spiritual, emotional, psychological, but most importantly, character level. MashaAllah, we see everybody here's attire is beautiful. And most probably, they've all looked at the mirror before they came to the masjid. In the same way, everybody's character can be beautiful if they look into the mirror of their own heart. If they look at their mirrors and they become reflective Muslims. So, Jamaatul Muslimin, the lecture, the khutbah for today is, there is a way that a Muslim can improve themselves every day. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in hadith, "Man istawahu yawmahu fahuwa maghbun." Whoever's 2 days is the same, he has lost out. He has made a loss. Our duty as Muslims is to improve ourselves every day, not improve our bank balances every day, although that's not a problem. But the capitalist system only asks us to improve our bank balances every day. And now if you're going to, alhamdulillah, there are some good things about the capitalist system, but there are also bad things. And we've got to ask ourselves, where am I perpetuating some of the bad? We've spoken in the khutbah about making the masjid more community-centric, make the masjid a place where people can come at all times. And those are challenges to the committees of the masjid. They have to think about, how can we bring the youth into the masjid, bring them onto the committees? How can we make this masjid a place for everybody? A masjid as it was in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've reflected on these verse, on this. And we've also reflected, Jamaatul Muslimin, on the khutbah about how our Muslim community tends to be unreflective. They do things knee-jerk. They are not thinking carefully about themselves, where they are, and where they're aiming to be. So I say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters in Allah, astaghfirullah, I am not better than you. The imam is not better than the congregation. But the imam's duty is to remind. But the best reminder that I can give you is if you can be your own person to remind yourself. If you can be a reflective Muslim and look at the mirror every day, look at your outer, because there are hadith where the Prophet ﷺ used to look at himself and said, "Oh Allah, as you have beautified my outer, kama hassanta khalqi, as you have beautified my creation, fahassin khuluqi, beautify my character, the way that I interact." That's what we want, Jamaatul Muslimin. We're asking that each and every person uses the mirror and thinks about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Oh Allah, as you have beautified my outer creation, beautify me by having beautiful character." Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Please, Jamaatul Muslimin, forgive me if I have said anything to offend anybody. Our niyyah is that we can improve ourselves and that the community can improve themselves. Just a reminder once more, the janazah of Usman Dolly. He used to sit outside on the chair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. He has passed away and his ghost has gone back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة آمين يا رب العالمين. The janazah is here at 3 o'clock. And in conclusion, we say, Jamaat Muslimin, our deen is a beautiful deen. It's a deen of continuous improvement, a deen of what the Japanese call Kaizen, which means continuous improvement. It's a deen that wants us to be every day a better person, every day to grow, every day to go from strength to strength. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us that, especially in our akhlaq and our adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلام. حي على الفلام. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله.
لا
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله وطاعته، فقد فاز المتقون. وأحثكم على التفكر والتدبر لعلكم تفلحون. نحن يا معشر المسلمين نعيش في زمن يعبد الناس ماذا يعبدون؟ يعبدون المال والجاه، وينسون أنهم سيموتون ويبعثون. فيا عباد الله، كونوا متفكرين، فتفكروا في أخلاقكم وتفكروا في معاملتكم، تفلحوا إن شاء الله إن أطعتم ربكم واستنتم بسنة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون. وقال تعالى: أولم يتفكروا في أنفسهم؟ صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسجد بيت كل تقي، أو كما قال صدق رسوله النبي الكريم. ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المجتبى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله وتفكر وتدبر، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. فالمسلم يقرأ القرآن كل يوم ويتدبر آيات الله البينات ويغير ما فيه حتى يكون مؤمنا أحسن مما كان من قبل. فالمسلم يتعظ بما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما قال: هو مغبون من استواه يوماه، أي من استواه يوماه فهذا الرجل وهذه المرأة مغبون مغبون مغبون. نحن نعيش في عصر الربح، كل الناس يريدون يربحون، ولكن الربح في ماذا؟ في نفسك يا عباد الله، أن تغير نفسك وأن تغير أخلاقك وأن تنظر في المرآة وتقول كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم كما حسنت خلقي فحسن خلقي، أو كما قال صدق رسوله النبي الكريم. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة المسبحة القدس، فقال جل وعلا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين وتابع التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وتفكر وتدبر إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. بماذا؟ بالقرآن، بتدبر القرآن وتفكر في القرآن يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، واسألوه من فضله يؤتكم، ولا ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استوى اعتدلوا استيتن صفوف. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله إن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا فلا مرد له وما لهم من دونه من وال. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.